It is the middle of the week, Wednesday, but actually it's just one sleep and then it's all on again. In fact, this weekend, 5 days of rugby league to start with in the NRL, and it'll all get underway tomorrow night with a huge game, Roosters and Panthers. Good morning to everyone listening. I'm going to do a shout-out, Brandy, off the top of the program to Jack Black. I think there's a chance Jack might be listening to our program after meeting up with Scott Sorensen yesterday. Had no idea he was a big rugby league fan. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a bit of Jack Black later. Says he Jack knows all the rules. Knows all the rules, Brandy.
Jack might be sitting at the park hide in his Penrith jumper, Vossie, and listening to us as we dissect Team List Tuesday and any number of other things rugby league related. I think he's a bit dirty about Leichhardt Oval. He's a big fan of Leichhardt Oval. Chris Minns has put the kibosh on that.
Well, we've got more discussion about that on Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. People reacting to the Paul Kent story. Now, I'm not quite sure, because it was discussed extensively on NRL 360 last night. Is Peter Vallandi saying, and welcome again to everyone listening in Queensland as well, probably the Leichhardt Oval story is not that big with you guys, but it's certainly burning every day here in Sydney. So obviously a topic for discussion. But when Peter Vallandi said we'd be interested in acquiring, was that for nothing or to actually physically pay for it? Or
from Peter Vallandi, if they're interested in giving it to us, we'll certainly look at it. And I think what he was hinting at is that because the league, the NRL, are a tenant of Leichhardt Oval, which is a government-owned stadium, council-owned stadium. Council-owned stadium. That the rent would be what the payment for taking it off the hands of the government.
But the rent would then pay for the redevelopment, is what you're saying. That would be the plan.
There might be a hiking rent.
We're not talking $250 million upgrade. We're talking $30 million in renovations and
so toilets,
whatever else they plan. Leichhardt Oval. So I guess we still throw it out there, Leichhardt Oval. Have we reached last chance saloon here, really? I think we're obliged.
We're getting to it. We are getting to last chance saloon.
Okay. Those outside of Sydney who maybe aren't as invested in Leichhardt Oval, don't have the attraction to it, those listening around the country. The New South Wales Premier Chris Minns spoke yesterday, and it's pretty black and white the way he has spoken. I don't think there's going to be any change on his part, but you be the judge. Chris Minns on Leichhardt funding.
I'd love to have the spare revenue to pump into a suburban stadium at the moment, but I don't have it. Particularly as for Tigers games, they're split between those two home grounds. My real fear is that we put money into Leichhardt and then the week afterwards they'll say, well, now we need the money for Campbelltown.
You're buying that one? Like, put their hand up again? But anyway, he can say anything. He can say anything. The bottom line is, there's no money for Leichhardt. Which is a shame. Because you and I are fans of Leichhardt. We love Leichhardt.
So, someone else has to stump up with the cash. Now back on to Jack Black. Now, it's, rugby league, so we went to Vegas and sort of put out the feelers and the invitations and all of that sort of thing, but the A-listers didn't come. That was one thing that was missing from Vegas, Brandy, was even Jordan Mailata and Hugh Jackman was a late pullout and all that sort of thing. So we didn't get the A-listers. In the end, I think we got the LA Rams Rookie of the Year. He turned up at the game. Yeah. And his name escapes me. Yeah, exactly. He's the Rookie of the Year. But that's where they were missing. But it's hoped that is Jack on board? Is Jack on the bus? Like, I'm jumping ahead here. But he could be a tremendous driver in Vegas next year. Yeah, he's here for Kung Fu Panda 4. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm prepared to promote it to the hilt. The NRL should do a Kung Fu Panda 4 round if they want. In return,
are we screaming out that hard for an A-lister?
Yeah, we are. I think they are going forward. No, I do think they do. I do think they need that to fit into the American sport. Having those, to have Crow, so Vegas, Jackman, Jack Black, someone else there from Vegas. If the Edge had popped in, would have been handy.
So yeah. Vegas was a success but you think that this is sort of the icing on the top. This is what they need to complete Vegas. They need a list of a whole tribe of A-listers.
Yeah. Oh, well, you imagine if Kelce had a came to the game, you know, and you know, Brady had a lobbed or something.
You were there.
Well, exactly.
Did we make enough of a splash in Vegas for A-listers to be looking on if they glanced it and thought, oh, that's me next year? I just need one to get vocal
who absolutely commits. And I'm thinking Black's the driver. Now, yesterday he spoke with Scott Sorensen. Scott Sorensen must be pinching himself, really. Like, Scott Sorensen's out injured.
That's probably more important.
But he's journeyman. He's a journeyman who's now won, what, 3 premierships, and now he's interviewing Jack Black. I mean, how'd that happen to Scott Sorensen's life? He was, you know, he's just battling around, and now he's a star. Now he's doing interviews. He's
A-listers.
The A-listers. So here is Scott Sorensen making his SEN debut, having met Jack Black.
Do you know much about rugby league, about footy?
I know all the rules.
Ah, awesome. So you know about scoring tries?
Of course.
Yeah. We score tries, and some of the boys, actually, they like to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got a few here, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see some.
Crichton De To'o is there again. And what's he got for us?
He's just swimming.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you on behalf of the Penrith Panthers.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time, and obviously Kung Fu Panda 4.
Hell yeah, the Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, so we'd love to present you with that.
Is it triple XL? Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Chuck it on.
A big boy. Don't work on my tri-celebration.
Yes.
Better not wash this in hot water, though. Maximum density right now. Stuffed in here like a sausage.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you for putting that on. That's unreal.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Try celebration.
That's good. He's good.
In the jersey like a sausage. You see what I'm saying? We've started. Jack Black.
Okay.
Good day, Jack.
He's locked in for next year.
Yeah.
Because Penrith will be there. Penrith are there.
Yeah. All right. So Penrith are there. Jack Black's there. Scotty Sorensen is the number one interviewer. Can I just wish you, Brandy, congratulations to the family. Uncle Greg. Mm-hmm. You have a nephew playing the NRL for the first time.
I do. I'm ducking out to Penrith Vossie as soon as we get off air. And there's a jersey presentation on. And I'll be there to help Mark and Megan, my sister, of course, MG's wife.
Yes.
So, very special moment. And there's so many cousins, and we all had a big dinner. Mav wasn't there. Mav played on Saturday night, but we all came down here to Collaroy. We all went out to dinner, cousins from everywhere. So there was 28 of us, and we didn't know whether Mav was playing, so it hadn't been picked. But there was a lot of excitement in the room about Mav making his debut. It was very good.
Yes. Well, and. Just for those who haven't seen him play, and we've had the chance on Fox League and preseason challenges going back a couple of seasons now to see Maverick. But those who haven't, what's your thoughts? What's your rundown of Maverick Guy? What he will bring to the team, and maybe a comparison with the way MG used to play his dad.
Different players, completely different players. MG was very skillful. He was almost like a half playing in that 6'4" frame. Big. He had skills. Great passing game, different sort of play. Mav is big and mobile, and Mav will bring aggression, and he's a good player, but different to his dad. But he's earned his spot. He certainly has worked hard for it.
All right, that's right there. Number 17, Maverick Guy up for Penrith tomorrow night. Just back on the A-list, as if you want to make an A-list of A-listers that we should target for Vegas. Like, let's really go even outside of actors and singers, politicians, you know, Trump. Get Trump there. Who should we chase?
We've got a bit of Donald. Surely we've got some Donald.
That was fake news.
Not fake news, Donald. It's just a suggestion. I'm saying maybe we should chase him. I'm saying we haven't locked him in. That would be fake news. But I'm just saying, who should we pursue to drive the game forward into new markets? Jack Black's on board. Who else now? Jack Black's just the tip of the iceberg. Jack.
The world now, is our oyster.
Now, have you had any dramas in the kitchen? What an interesting story this is. Albert Hopewadi is out this weekend for the Raiders when they play the Sharks. after sustaining minor burns to his arm in a cooking accident. Albert, forever now known as Gordon Ramsay Hopewadi. Or will we call him that, or what's so
the others? We've got a stack of players out, Vossie. This is pretty an original way to be missing a game, but sustaining minor burns after a cooking accident. So, obviously, do you think there's oil involved? He splashed a bit of oil on the arm and, I don't know, the flame. Is he talking gas? Is he cooking by gas?
No, but to actually be out. Well, he's out of the game. It's not something we're bandaging up and covering. What is he? Is he having plastic surgery to, you know, is the arm? What did happen? I just can't be left with a cooking accident. I need to know more detail. I think we're all curious to know what was he doing? Is he au fait with kitchen gear? Is he a regular?
Is it his first time?
Yeah, is he adventurous? What was he cooking? I want to know a little bit more about Albert Obawadi's culinary skills.
We'll dig a bit deeper.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, if we don't get the facts, let's just make it up. So on the open line, Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Can you paint the picture? What happened to Albert Obawadi? What was he cooking? To burn your arm to a point where you can't play on the weekend. I mean, we all get burns. I mean, you know, you grab something or, as you say, a bit of oil splashed up and all of that. But the burn must be so significant that
there's a bit in it.
Dressing and bandaging and that's that. Because, you know, a big burn and all that can lead to infection and things like that. That's why you've got to be careful with the way you treat them. If it's a big burn.
It's got to be a severe burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, not a good story, Vossie, and I saw this on my wife's social media yesterday. She showed me, it might have been late yesterday afternoon, a boat running into a bridge in Baltimore.
Yep.
A boat just careened into a bridge and
shipping container,
and flattened the bridge.
Well, it fell apart, as I think it's well described, fell apart like a toy, like a Meccano set. It hit the pylon. So it hit the pylon and first of all, they were saying, look, it'd take more skill to hit the pylon than it would be to miss it. But now we learn that there was total power failure. They had sent out a mayday as it was just careering into, at reasonably low speed into the pylon. And that the fact that they got the mayday out, they're actually able to shut the bridge to a degree. Because you're wondering, well, how come there's not hundreds dead, hundreds in the water? Yeah, it was 1:30 in the morning.
Early morning.
They managed to stop a lot of the traffic flow coming onto the bridge. They sort of were able to predict the potential disaster that was about to happen. I don't think they anticipated the whole bridge collapsing into the water, but they were able to stop. But there were still people working on the bridge, filling potholes, poor beggars, that plunged into the water and some haven't been accounted for.
Terrible story.
So it's as dramatic vision, like it is like an action movie, like it's a created out of Hollywood rather than real life. The bridge it's the third biggest span bridge I think in the world.
Really?
Huge bridge, yeah. So
came down, nothing left.
Oh well, yeah. Well, essentially the middle. Yeah, that's right. It's all crashing the sea. President Biden has said that the federal government over there, they're going to completely fund the redevelopment of it. Is what they're the rebuilding of the bridge, but obviously that'd take a lot of time. But yeah, incredible scenes. Also, Brandy, last night Socceroos over Lebanon. Did you catch any of that? Big crowd, record crowd, 5-0.
No, I knew it was 5-0. I didn't catch any of it.
You know who played his first game for Australia last night from Central Coast Mariners? Josh Nisbet.
Go on.
The little bloke.
The little bloke. Did he?
Josh Nisbet. He played for Australia last night.
Vertically challenged little person.
Well, he's incredible to watch. He is just an absolute...
How tall is he? 5'2"?
Something like that. Our A-League fans will come on the text line and let us know about Nisbet because he's been an incredible contributor to the Mariners' success. He's incredible to watch around the field. He moves so quick. He bobs up everywhere. And last night played for the Socceroos, so... That was good. 5-0. So top of the table of their qualifying group in the same group as Lebanon, Palestine, and Bangladesh.
I'm going to say we go through. I'm going to say we win that group. I think we're too good for it. Yeah, that's right.
I think they're basically through now. Like, even if they lost to Palestine and Bangladesh in the last two games, they've done okay, so, four from four.
So will the Central Coast Mariners player be part of the squad when they get serious, do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. You'd have to speak to Graham Arnold. I don't have a line to Graham, but you can ask that question of him if you want.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's had experience. I just say, well done. An A-League player who's achieved great things in the A-League got a chance representing his country last night. And there's a massive story out of the AFL we will talk about later.
A huge
drugs bombshell has been dropped in Parliament. Federal Parliament, the story breaks, which is most unusual.
It's a huge story. It really is. Like, whatever you thought about yesterday's chat on the two girls from there's nothing on this what this story is. The allegations are mind-blowing. They really are.
Of cover-up, of smother. Cover-up and smother. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on the home of sport. Our guest today, Aidan Caesar from the West Tigers. All hail, Aidan. Jared Waitley, David Riccio, Hemi Goodman, Brandy here on this Wednesday morning.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Vossie, unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can get us on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170 to be in the running for our Club Med Caller of the Year. And you'll win a trip to Bali for four worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN, 1170 AM. Partly cloudy across Sydney with a slight chance of a shower. We're heading for 25 in the city, 27 in the west. If you're up in Brisbane, Patton Hills, along 6 AM local time rain up there today. Again, more rain, 24 degrees, very wet in southeast Queensland. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers.
We have breaking news, Brandy, and it's bad news for Penrith. Jack Black has turned already. Black has done a little side deal. It's almost Super League War stuff. Sign on, and then, I don't know the time frame, but within hours, I assume, he suddenly switched allegiances. We have audio proof of that.
Yo, what's up? I'm Jack Black, and I'm here to say, up the Waz!
He's a rugby league whore. Spread himself out.
Steady on. He's listening to SENZ, not listening to us. He's listening to our New Zealand cousins because he's up the Waz.
Would that have been done when he was in New Zealand? Or was that done previously? Maybe he, for the premiere over in New Zealand, he caught up with the...
No, I think it was yesterday.
The Auckland Warriors. You think it was yesterday? Wow.
Well, chase it up. There's some people on the text line have said that he's
You
he's
still
there.
Keen on getting him over there in Vegas, the A-list?
This one says, not sure how much Jack Black is an NRL fan, but I bet he'd be a fan of having a Chinese meal with Gus. Looks like he loves going to Tooth.
Oh.
He's big. He's like a Big John. I think back to Big John, I think he's got to be one of the worst celebrities this country. An unusual celebrity. Not to say worst. I retract that statement. One of the more, it's the modern world of influencers, like a bit of Instagram fame. And suddenly you've got to treat them like you give them free tickets and you get them to games and you bring them to training. It's like
you try
the
and
woman,
win them over.
You ask the girl at the bar, what do you do for a living? She says, I'm an Insta model. She asks you. You say, I'm a soldier on tour of duty, Call of Duty. It's just a weird world we live in that you get a following and then you just get free stuff and you get
Big
your 15
John
minutes of fame and then you can disappear.
But he doesn't get as far as he does if he doesn't have the personality.
You've got
to have
a
personality to go with it. I don't know about the influencer models and that, but Big John,
just a gimmick.
150 kegs of him. Unless he's a good chat. Well, he's not going far. He's not getting freebies everywhere.
Well, he got him on most of this trip. He did. Yeah, it ends up on morning breakfast shows like ours, the Sunrise program, television, live crosses, gets the Giants games, and
Jack Black was last week. He was in Auckland for filming. Massive Waz fan. Sorry, Brandy. Well, that's cool. Yeah,
Sorry, Brandy. No. It's the other way around. He's now turned on the Warriors. He's now a Panthers fan. It's the other way. I had it the other way around that he'd gone Penrith to Warriors. No, he's gone Warriors to Panthers. See you later, Waz.
He's dumped the Waz.
Bosh. Mark of Cronulla has called in on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 11.70. I think he's got a bit of mail on Albert Helper-Whitey, Brandy. This is intriguing.
Mark's got the mail. G'day.
G'day, Brandy. G'day, Bossy. How you going? Can you hear me?
Yep, all good.
100%. Loud and clear.
All good, okay. I just got a bit of a theory about what happened to Hops late with his burnt arm. I would suggest it could be a hand. Only reason being is I've done a bit of cooking in my time, and if I was cooking some steaks on the skillet, you want to get the skillet piping hot. So sometimes I'll wave my hand over the just over the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And one time there, I
you went too close.
Accidentally put my hand on the skillet and burnt my hand severely.
Oh,
wow. Could that be a theory?
Possibility. Mark, were you drinking at the time? Or
yeah, how pretty
the
stupid.
I may or may not have had a few glasses of red at the time, yes.
Yeah. So you like cooking and drinking at the same time. Which,
no, but
you know,
unpack this. Don't you trust that it's heating up? Like, wouldn't you just, like, how close, why would you, Mark, what's going on?
Well, you've got to have it. Cook the steaks, you got to have the skillet piping hot because maximum damage, heavy metal, and you can't see the heat coming off it. So I've got to do the old almost touch test.
Wow.
Are you okay, Mark?
Wellness
Wednesday.
Now, but I'm just putting it out there, boys. It could be
okay.
They say the arm, but it could be. Could be the hand. If it's a hand, you can't hold the ball, you can't tackle.
Can't catch.
I think that's your hand there, sizzling away. And did you ever play the piano again, Mark?
Good theory, Mark.
Piano player, mate.
Thank you. You're now in line to be the Club Med Caller of the Week, Mark. Well done. And you can be off to Bali at the end of the year.
Sensational.
Before I go,
I just want to wish Brandy and Mav a very happy game. I'll be watching tonight, and I'll be watching with interest. So,
good on you.
I wish Mav all the very best, mate.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Good theory.
Tomorrow night, the game.
Mav, put your hand on a hot plate.
Yeah, that's it. It's like George Costanza with the hand model episode there. We always tie it back to Seinfeld, real life. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, as Mark has done. The number is 1300 01 1170. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank.
Yeah, just listening to Mark. And do we still do our health tip? Is there a health tip that has survived? No. Well, James, the missile doesn't do
up.
A health...
No, we
on
gave
Friday.
Up. We gave up. You're all on your own. You're all on your own. Just do your best. Better go to the news, and then we've got all the big sporting headlines. People suggesting that maybe Albert stole Luke Brooks' barbecue and it blew up on first use. Thank you, Brett. That's his theory about the injury. Time for the news.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Vossi, the morning's headlines, sporting headlines. The Socceroos have confirmed their place in the third round of the FIFA World Cup qualification with two games in hand following last night's 5-0 win over Lebanon in Canberra. Craig Goodwin starred in his return from illness with two goals and an assist.
Goodwin has stolen a march on the defender and fires in a low cross, and it's in! Second time of asking, Cassini Yangi has his first international goal. There might have been an element of good fortune in the end, but it's Goodwin the provider once again. A little scoop over the top for Craig Goodwin. And he fires it in. That's a glorious goal. Befitting of a really good performance by Craig Goodwin on his return to the team after illness. What a hit. Australia 3 clear now. Weighted ball in behind for Iredale as runners at the back post. And that touch presents it on a platter for Craig Goodwin, who has a double. And Australia have 5.
And all of that courtesy of Paramount Plus coverage there. Sydney Swans AFLW players Alexia Hamilton and Paige Shepherd have been suspended for 2 matches for conduct unbecoming. That's the charge in the AFL. AFLW, as we learned yesterday, or I learned yesterday, maybe some people knew, different to the AFL policies and the way things are handled in charges. The Swans say the pair have fallen short of the club standards. I will just say very briefly, because this is headline segment, what a load of bunkum came out of... let's put them in three. That we've now got the box set. The way Spencer Lenu incident was dealt with, the way Latrell Mitchell incident was dealt with, and now you can add this AFLW, the way it's been dealt with by the clubs. By the Swans. They must think we're all idiots. And the statements that came out, and one of the players saying, I have to win back the respect of my teammates. That's the issue.
What'd you call on that one?
how about give the police who you bought the drugs from?
Meanwhile,
that'd win back the respect of everyone.
Yeah, well, if you thought that was a big story, this one is bigger. Meanwhile, former Melbourne Demons doctor has sensationally admitted to conducting off-the-books illicit drug tests to help players evade detection on match day. The doctor-turned-whistleblower says players who confessed to having taken drugs in the days before a game were given secret tests to ensure their systems were clear or were advised to fake an injury so they would not risk being officially tested.
This
was brought up in Parliament yesterday.
That's right, by MP Andrew Wilkie. Holding documents, signed documents. He said, the allegations are credible, detailed, provided in signed statements which have been given to me, which clearly identify the sources of the information. It alleges willful inaction by AFL Chairman Richard Goyder and the former CEO Gil McLachlan. Like in rugby league terms, so you understand this. That's like Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo knowing that this is going on. Not necessarily rubber stamping it, but not stopping it. It's going on, and that's how we're going to deal with a drug problem in the game, is that we'll just make sure they don't play match day. Mm. Wow.
So no one finds out. So
it's swept
under the carpet.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That is massive. More with Jared Waitley, Vossi, after 8 o'clock.
Now, this story on the cricket, the full schedule for later in the year has come out. Around women's cricket, it will be the first time not the first time. The MCG will play host to the Women's Day-Night Ashes Test. First time Day-Night Ashes Test to be played. It will be at the MCG at the end of January. What do you think the crowd will be?
Or big.
Australian England women's day-night test. I reckon they might fill it. I reckon they might fill the joint.
Could do.
End of January. And then the five test series for the men's is the Border Gavaskar Trophy Series. First time it's held in Australia since 1991-92. First test in Perth. SCG has the fifth test.
That's a good summer of cricket. Our thoughts, Vossie, certainly with Mick Fanning and his family today after the tragic news yesterday that he lost another brother, Edward. It's his third brother to pass away. His eldest brother, Peter, died in his sleep in 2015 at just 43, while his other brother, Sean, was killed in a car crash in 1998 at just 20. So Mick, the youngest of four boys, still has a sister alive, but Mick has now lost his three older brothers.
And the parents are still alive. Feel for them, burying three of their sons.
Very hard.
That is just an awful story. Edward died in Madagascar, where he ran a surf tour. Don't know the circumstances of death, but that's where he died. It was in Madagascar. Had a surf tour there. And Lauren Jackson is almost certain to make her fifth Olympics after being named in an extended 26-woman Opel squad for Paris. We are in an Olympic year.
Vossie, thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line is 1300 011 1170. Lines are available. Jump on now for your chance to be our Club Meg Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments.